Welcome back to Super Good Question, the only podcast that's nutritious and delicious. Remember to use offer code SUPERGOOD on anything. Tell us if it works.
Should we jump right into Valentine's Day? Super good question.
Well, first of all, I want to know, have you seen the Jonas Brothers documentary?
Yeah. Totally, obviously. Why?
Sweet, eh?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, follow-up question. Have you seen the Taylor Swift documentary?
Yes.
Why did I even have to ask?
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to ask. Any musician, any behind the music type of documentary, I want to see. Also, what happened to Behind the Music? I want more of it.
I know. What happened to Kello?
To what?
Remember Kello?
No.
That streaming service that was all like music based?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
They had a bunch of episodes of VH1's like classic albums and
Behind the Music.
Behind the Music stuff too.
Is it still around? I would love to watch some of those.
No, I think they shut it down because only we were paying for it.
Cool. So, Valentine's Day? Do you celebrate?
Does anybody not celebrate Valentine's Day?
Yeah,
I feel like it's a non-secular, like it's a secular holiday.
Yeah.
So no one gets
to veto anything, it like
based on religion.
Do you do anything though? Do you go to dinner or sprinkle rose petals around the house?
What I like to do is I like to sleep in.
It's very romantic so far.
I like to put on my good sweatpants.
Are those the stain-free ones?
The stains are lighter.
Yeah.
Less sticky.
Hmm.
Then me and my significant other like to share maybe a bagel. Maybe we make a craft dinner together.
Honestly, sounds great. I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
I do have some Valentine's Day themed questions, though, to get to.
Okay. Valentine's lightning round?
Sort of. You met your basically wife on OkCupid.
That's what she likes to be called, my basically wife.
Shit, don't tell her. She listens, doesn't she? Sorry.
Yeah, another Valentine's Day ruined. Thank you.
Okay, OkCupid is the website that you met on many, many moons ago.
Fact.
Correct? Do you remember how OkCupid works? Because they're kind of making a comeback, I think.
It works like any other dating site. Thirsty, thirsty boys sign up and then spend ungodly amounts of time staring at their phone and messaging unwanting women.
Yes.
Until one, that diamond in the rough, that unicorn,
agrees to date you.
That naive, poor little lost soul wanders through, somehow breaks through.
Here's OkCupid's thing.
Yeah.
Which you might not remember.
No.
You probably do, actually. The quiz. The questions.
They have a personality quiz? That's not unique.
Do you honestly not remember this? There's questions. Some of them are users generated.
Yeah, everyone has that.
No, they don't. There's like thousands of OkCupid questions, and they give you a match percentage based on how, you know.
There's definitely not thousands.
There literally is thousands.
Okay.
Because they do user-submitted ones too, right? So I thought it might be fun on Super Good Question on Valentine's Day to answer some of the OkCupid quiz questions.
Oh, see how good a match we are.
Yeah. Do you remember what your match was with Naomi? It was probably in the 90s.
Probably.
Or was it low? I did go on dates with people who I had a low percentage with.
That's dangerous.
It was kind of interesting because
but also probably way more interesting.
Yeah. I think you should be forced to go on.
But it was a different time then. In 2020, opposing opinions can be way too explosive.
Yeah, that's probably true. I was going to say you should be forced to go on not dates, but excursions with people that you match very little with to try and make peace.
And we'll call it forced friendship.
Okay.
No. Okay.
This is just a random smattering, okay? Is it okay to answer your cell phone while out with a friend or on a date?
Only if you plan on pranking the person calling you and you include your date in the prank. You make her complicit or him.
Have you ever had to do a fake, call me so I can leave this date thing?
No, I've not been on any near the amount of dates that would require that to have come up.
Have you ever been on a date and the girl got a phone call and then left?
No, I think that I'm more the just go to the bathroom and
yeah,
pretend like there was an emergency.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Would you date someone who kept a gun in the house?
Definitely. I feel much more safe. Protector is one of the main qualities I look for in a mate.
I feel like this is a broader question than protector.
Yeah. How many guns? Just one?
You talk the talk, but you have zero guns.
You know I would if I could. We live in this stupid country with all these laws.
Yeah. And yes. You're all the epitome of why there should be gun laws. Okay. Next question. How long after you've started dating someone do you follow them on social media?
You should follow them after the first date.
After the first date? Do you creep them before though? If they have an open profile, have you looked through everything before going on the date?
Yes, but secretly. You can't openly follow them until you've met in person.
Is that a faux pas? Would you be freaked out if a girl followed you on whatever before the date?
Well, maybe if we'd been talking for a long time.
That's another question. This isn't on the list, but how much do you talk, if you're doing online dating, how much do you talk to them via the app that you're using versus in person on the first date? Because I think there's a fine line. You can get into and lose interest in someone just via text if you talk too much. You know, get bored.
Yeah. I don't have a set amount of texting time.
Right.
Like if it's an interesting dialogue, then whatever, keep it going.
But yeah. I feel like you shouldn't keep it going because you'll run out of things to do and say on the date.
Good. Might as well get it over with.
Here's another one.
If you can have the whole process play out while not leaving the couch, I think that's a win.
Yeah. Fair. Here's another one that's not on the list, but that I remember from our time on OkCupid, because I also met my wife on OkCupid around the same time. So I remember it being sort of a big deal when you asked for their number so you could text them instead of using the app.
Yeah, that's a big step.
That might not even be a thing anymore. Why? You know?
Yeah.
Back then, it was texting was sort of more reliable. I don't know. It was just it was the next step. And then you met up a lot of the time.
I guess.
Okay. okay. So that was just a random sampling. Here's some that are in categories. These are the least skipped questions on OkCupid. So everyone answers these.
What's your wiener size?
The question is just wiener size. The available answers are
yes and no.
Micro penis.
Micro penis or no. I feel like that's a fair checkbox.
Micro penis, banana, eggplant, etc.
What's bigger, a banana or an eggplant?
Eggplant.
Okay. Sure.
Well, girthier. Anyway, least skipped questions on OkCupid. Are you the type of person to tell a homeless person to get a job?
Well, not on the street. Maybe if they were a close personal friend.
I know, it doesn't specify. And I feel like the people who answer yes to this are like sociopaths. Like, what do you...
No, I don't do drive-by get a jobs to strangers.
I
might lightly suggest if you are looking for a way out,
if they're
maybe a job's not a bad idea. But that's
if they've come to your house party, you know, and you're having a cocktail with them. Yeah. Not,
hey man, not have you ever? I know you've been sleeping on the street a lot. I got one for you. You might not have heard. Get a job.
Get a job. Okay. All right. Next one. Is your duty to religion/God the most important thing in your life? This is skipped by only 1% of people.
It's an easy yes or no. I mean, no one's halfway on this one.
That's what these ones are. These are the hard yeses and nos, which is funny that the homeless person one is in there. Should the government require children to be vaccinated? Also skipped around 1% of the time.
Skip.
All right. Last one in this section. Well, okay, there's two that I want to do. Here's one. Are you afraid of death?
Yes.
Would you say less so as you age or more?
I don't know. It's kind of up and down. Like sometimes I wake up really scared of dying. And then other days I have good weed. And I'm I kind of welcome the sweet kiss of eternal relaxation.
Yeah.
As Adam Carolla says, it's the ultimate canceled plans. You know that feeling when you have plans and they cancel last minute and then you're like, oh, sweet, I can just relax.
Yes. Okay. Mine is also a roller coaster, by the way. It's not... I feel like it's more often acceptance as I age. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway. Last one. Are carbohydrates something you think about?
Almost constantly and solely.
Doesn't specify how you think about them.
Oh, I just hate carbohydrates. Every day I wake up thinking about carbohydrates.
I just want them. Does that count? If I just crave pasta all the time?
Yeah, that counts as thinking about carbs. Okay. Sure.
Then yes, there's something I think about.
I guess you could say I think about them quite fondly.
All right. Here's another set. The most important questions on OkCupid. These are the ones that... So you can rank them from a little important to somewhat very... Okay, so these are the ones that are like the highest importance to people. One, do you believe contraception is morally wrong?
Yes, very much so.
How would contraception be morally wrong? Explain to me play devil's advocate for me.
Because every sperm is sacred, Andrew.
Oh, okay, right. You're not supposed to spill your seed.
Every little, tiny little microscopic swimmer is a little gift from God.
Right. I forgot.
And you only get so many. Why would you waste it? Why would you just waste it?
women only get so many eggs. Men can make sperm on demand. So I feel like it should be reversed. Like, the sperm should not be of any value.
I mean, we might start wanting to freeze in some soon. Start wanting to freeze in some. That's the most redneck. Redneck science sentence ever. Might want to done start wanting to freeze in some sperms right quick soon.
All right. These ones are almost all religion-based. Of course, those are the ones that people think are important. Are you going to run away as soon as it is commitment time? Was one.
Well, why would I tell you that?
That was my thought too.
Why don't you just make a box that's like, are you secretly a horrible person?
I know. That was my thought too. Like, you can't, there's no lie detector on OkCupid.
Yeah. Are you 18 years of age to enter this website?
Okay. Last one. There's a lot more, but most of them are boring. Here's the last one that I'm going to read. Are you capable of being faithful even when your lover is away for a long period of time?
No. Oh, whoops. I mean, yeah. No. Obviously, that's another one. Like, what? Are you a dirty cheat rat? Yes or no?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. The next section, we're on the last section, and it is the most skipped questions on OkCupid. So these are the ones that people were like, people don't need to know this about me. Okay.
This is where we thrive. This is real super good question territory now.
Yes.
This is no vanilla bullshit question time.
Do you think most people would prefer to be a lot more like you?
Statistically, yes, I'm afraid to say. I know you don't want to hear it, world. But most people are older than me, so they'd all want to be younger. Most people are shorter than me. They all want to be taller.
I love how much this is exposing your ego.
This is just pure facts, bro. This is science. Most people with diseases would rather have a disease-free body. So there's another swath of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think on average, the planet would convert to Jeffism.
All right. You did mostly socioeconomic things there, so I guess that's fine. The height thing was not.
Oh, don't pretend like being tall's not still popular.
Okay.
We all know it's useless and we still all want to be it. It's stupid.
Do you think advanced primates like chimps and apes should be afforded some degree of human rights?
It depends how sick their dance moves are.
I feel like this, I don't get why this is specific to chimps and apes. Like, that feels more wrong than any other part of the question to me. Like, it's just like, should animals have rights, you know?
Yeah, that's like way too bipedalist to say.
I know, like, these ones look like us, though. So yeah. Are they more important?
No.
That feels a bit cruel.
I say for all animals, we judge them based on their dance moves.
I like it. Solely dance moved. Okay. Is it wrong for two adopted siblings to date?
Depends when they were adopted, what age.
Okay, interesting take.
Because, you know, sometimes crazy foster parents will just be like, I need two more teenagers to help work this farm. And then, like, that's a romance novel in the making right there.
Yeah. Is that a big problem?
It's not a problem.
Farming foster children?
It can be.
Okay.
Sometimes foster parents will, like, just get as many foster kids as they can.
Right.
Because they get government money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's never good. What is the age cutoff? You said it depends on when they were adopted.
It's like it's a full spectrum between knowing your adopted sibling from, you know, earliest memories.
Right.
And maybe you don't even know that she's adopted.
Yeah, all the way to adopted at 17.
Yeah, and then obviously at 17 it's fine, and the other, knowing them from the start is super weird. And then somewhere in the middle there, kind of.
I asked you what the age is, and you said somewhere between 2 and 16. I need you to be more specific than that. I would say 12.
Okay. But, okay, two 11-year-olds coming together in the same house obviously know they're adopted and yes. not related.
Yes.
So that's probably fine.
Oh, that's fine, too.
But, like, I don't want them to start hooking up right away. It's a bit too early.
You're drafting a whole set of rules here. It's not that complicated.
I have grand designs for one day running a foster home / brothel.
Nice. Gross.
This episode is brought to you and also dedicated to the music of Rush.
You real sad? You real sad about Rush?
No, I'm doing a begrudging tribute.
Super good question. Valentine's Day continues. This one is about a choice.
This is an NPR intro.
Today's episode is about a choice.
One night of the most passionate sex with your ultimate dream crush, or a lifetime long power of being able to make bread rolls appear whenever you wish.
1000% the bread rolls.
I was hoping that you would say
how that. Is that even a question?
I feel like
you never have to work again.
You do. You have to work as a baker. It says, though, only you can eat the rolls.
Yeah, that's fine.
That does not affect...
I didn't plan on sharing them. That's totally fine. I'm going to survive off bread. That's what I mean. I don't have to work. You only really need to work for food.
Yeah.
So you can just eat the bread rolls forever.
Does the passionate sex with your dream crush factor sure,
that's,
in?
That's great, but it's a one-time only.
Yeah.
It's going to be over in 2 minutes thing.
2 minutes. Optimistic.
Exactly.
Are you going to always take the infinite power over the one-time thing? What is the one-time thing that you would take over infinite bread rolls?
Well, okay, nothing one time can beat infinite bread rolls. Okay. But there are less good infinite things
right.
that might
right.
not beat the one-time sex.
Okay. I'm not interested in those. No. I'm only interested in comparing to infinite bread rolls.
It's that time again, friends. We're signing off, and we want to thank you for listening and tell you that you should follow us on iTunes and review us on Twitter.
You're so bad at outros. Fuck.
The opposite. Of those.
Follow us on Twitter at SuperGoodPod. Review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Also, call us.
Yes.
What's the phone number?
The phone caller number.
1-888-BARK.
Bark. Bark.
No.
Woof.
1-888-BARK-56.